This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region on the border with Ukraine said on Sunday fighting was ongoing on his side of the frontier and acknowledged pro-Ukrainian forces had taken Russians prisoner during cross-border clashes. The governor said he was ready for talks to retrieve, quote-unquote, our guys from the saboteur fighters who say they have taken Russian soldiers prisoner in the Belgorod region. It was the first time a Russian official had admitted to the capture of prisoners on Moscow's territory by pro-Ukrainian forces during the more than 15 months of conflict. Hong Kong police searched and detained scores of people on Sunday as authorities tightened security for the 34th anniversary of the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Restrictions in Hong Kong have stifled what were once the biggest vigils and memorials marking the 1989 student demonstrations, leaving cities outside Chinese control to keep alive the memory on the June 4th anniversary. Among those arrested on Sunday were Alexandra Wong, a prominent democracy activist known as Grandma Wong. Another person detained was carrying the script of the theatrical play May 35th. The play has not been performed in Hong Kong since the year 2020, before the enactment of a national security law that Beijing imposed on the city later that year.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Fighting intensified in several areas of Khartoum on Sunday, residents of Sudan's capital reported, a day after the expiration of a ceasefire deal between rival military factions brokered by Saudi Arabia and the United States. It had calmed the fighting slightly and allowed limited humanitarian